Prepare yourself
for a talk radio,
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Easter Sunday, the 8th of April, 2007. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, roughly. And we're going to have wide open phones at 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ. Or if you're listening to the station that the syndicated broadcast originates out of, all over Texas, the local number is 836-0590. And we will get you up and on the air. I tell you, most days I'm glad to go in and do a radio talk show. It's very rare that I'm not chomping at the bit, and I'm on the radio 6 days a week. I have a syndicated weekday show I've been doing now for about 8.5, 9 years. But today I was really chomping at the bit, but then there's that problem. There's so much to cover that I really can't do justice to it. But I will try my best and take time out to take your calls. We'll be talking about colony collapse disorder. I've had family that has been involved in ranching and farming and also a lot of industrial level beekeeping. In fact, my uncle worked for a brand name that's one of the best here in Texas that a lot of you probably heard of. And so I know a lot about beekeeping, or at least more than the general public. But I wasn't going to comment on it the last few months without doing some research. So in the last couple weeks, I've probably spent, because I found it to be fascinating, 10 hours. 10 hours in-depth reading CDC reports, reading zoology reports from Russia, China, Germany, the United States. And I'm concerned. In fact, it's pretty darn scary. So we'll be talking about colony collapse disorder today. Probably spend 20 minutes on it. I'm going to read some reports from the CDC, some interdepartmental discussions that have gone on, and I read a basic synopsis of several studies that have been done with not just the decline, but in the state of Texas alone, over 70% of the wild and the domesticated honeybee colonies have disappeared. And they're disappearing in a way that in the thousands of years of written tradition studying beekeeping, it's one of the oldest agriculture sciences out there. No one's ever seen this before. They fly off and they don't come back. In the past, you know, colonies might get sick and then they would basically, produce more queens and then that hive might die. That's not happening. They're just disappearing or they're dying out altogether. So we'll be going over that. Meanwhile, the big banks and the big oil companies are financing the hysteria that you see from the Super Bowl, with the fake neocon behavior, the fake conservative behavior, not supposedly conservative, to the Weather Channel and the public schools and every other major publication, global government, global tax, global carbon tax, save us from the deadly pollutant carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is actually a life accelerant and produces a higher level of oxygen after it interfaces with the plants. And we actually, all the big studies show we want higher carbon dioxide. We've had higher carbon dioxide in the past, but they're telling you something that's not a pollutant is a pollutant and telling you that the solution to global warming, which is going on, it's not man-made, is a global government. And so you've got things like that that aren't real environmental crises, and then they've got serious issues like genetic engineering that the evidence is in that's causing the honeybee and many other species of insect to drop dead en masse, as well as a lot of new problems in human beings. But you're not going to find that outside scholarly reports because the global government really could care less. In fact, out of these crises that are going to be caused by it, they'll just offer you more solutions, and that's more of a micromanaged police state world. So we'll go over that for you. Speaking of global warming being a fraud, here it is, the front page of the Statesman today. Here in Austin, that's our paper. Record cold brings snow, sleet to central Texas. And I have several articles around the country. And as if the honeybee wasn't in deep enough trouble now, it was springtime across the nation. It's now wiped out what was left of the honeybees, a large portion of them. So I have reports on that, of course, as well. And the government's trying to spin now that the honeybees have all died because of cold weather that just came in the last 48 hours. So, nice spin for you. Also, news on Iraq, one in the stack I have there. Iraqis flock to city for anti-U.S. war protest. Another one, London Telegraph. 5 more years in Iraq, say defense papers, for the U.S. and British troops. Of course, the real defense papers say that they're never going to leave. Permanent bases built for at least 30 years, and then a puppet governorship put in 30 years from now. So that'll be 26 years, a little under 26 years. But on the nightly news, you'll hear a completely different story, of course. That's for your general consumption. If you'd like to actually go read Pentagon documents, you'll learn they never plan to leave. The troops are never planning to go home. They lie to the troops, the American people. But you like to be lied to, so go ahead. Vote for global government and a global tax. That won't save you. And let the honeybees die. And just eat your GMO food. Doesn't matter how many top scientists and reports show that it's killing humans as well as bees. Just eat up. Also, huge news broke in the last week. And I'd heard about it. I knew E. Howard Hunt had died. I already had stacks of photographs of him in the Dallas arrest report. And, you know, he got picked up there as one of the commanders over the CIA hit team in Dallas. And, you know, we can have LBJ's lawyer I've interviewed go public about him saying, you know, that the government was involved. Or I can interview the president's mistress before she died. Or I can interview all these people and have all the experts on. And now over 90% of Americans know the government killed Kennedy. But now E. Howard Hunt's handwritten notes that he wrote 3 years ago, the last time they thought he was going to die, his son, St. John, went and got these from him. And now they have the handwritten notes. He also talked to Kevin Costner about it. And, yeah, about being the head of the shoot team. They had 5 teams. The first team got him. If they didn't get him, they were going to get him down the road and all the way back to the airport. They were going to claim that communist guerrillas attacked if they had to. I mean, if they had to, they were going to have planes dropping bombs on the president. I mean, you know, because they're not going to start an attempted hit and have it fail. You know, that's how that works. I mean, they had U.S. military troops in the air above the city. It was a full go, 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 as the head of Black Ops, Fletcher Prouty, later exposed. We will go over that. It's the last confessions of E. Howard Hunt, the cover of Rolling Stone. I was sitting at my parents' yesterday morning to dye Ishtar eggs. And we were in there dyeing Ishtar eggs for the fertility ritual. And, I'm going to talk about that later. They're banning Easter at a lot of the schools, saying it's Christian. No, it's not Christian. So don't feel bad, liberals. I know you're a bunch of atheists, but your pagan brethren before you have replaced every Christian holiday with, you know, Santa Claus, the elf, the Druidic elf, and Easter, you know, in Babylon, Ishtar, and, of course, going back before that into other areas, was symbolized by a fertility and the rabbit. See, Playboy got it. Hugh Hefner understood. The rabbit's the symbol of, I guess, productivity, of sex, of fertility. And so, now, listen, I'm a Christian, but I'll get criticized by Christians who want to worship Ishtar and then not admit they're doing it. Me, I'm conscious of what it is, and dyeing eggs is no big deal, and, you know, kids like it. But I can be honest about it, so we'll later talk a little bit about that. But side issue, I was dyeing Ishtar eggs. Easter, Ishtar, rabbit, eggs, ladies and gentlemen. there's actual Sanskrit with a little egg and the rabbit and weird thing, and enjoy it. It's what your Masonic preachers tell to get it over on you when you go in and they have you do it. They are laughing, man, because that's the dominant religion in the elite in America is the Masons. Of course, the low-level Masons believe they're worshiping Jesus. They never get above the 32nd or even 33rd. There's 360 degrees. They don't learn to actually worship the black dragon. He's a very friendly fellow. And all right, sorry. So we've got all that for you. I'm going to go over it all. I've got news about terror drills. They put guns to kids' heads until they wet themselves in the public schools, and they scream, "We're Christians, we're going to kill you." That's mainstream news. We have good news, North American Union being thrown out by more states. And look, it's all coming up today. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. Truth is stranger than fiction. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 6, 2007. Gold is at $674.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $697.88, $351.49 for half ounce, and $175 for quarter ounce coins. That's $697.88. $351.49 and $175.75. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to blast through a bunch of your calls right now. Then I'm going to detail the Iraq news, the new JFK assassination news. Yeah, one of the top guys from Watergate. One of the top CIA spooks right through, the guy that ran Bay of Pigs and was fired by Kennedy? No. The guy that was photographed in Dallas being picked up as the tramps. You see these guys in these sharp suits with these cheap-looking overcoats over them being marched out by the police all on a staged event. And, oh, surprise, surprise, he told us what we already knew. He was the commander of the shooters killing JFK 43 years ago, just north of me. I mean, look, can you imagine the day it comes out on 9/11? They'll have the operators just, oh, yeah, we carried it out. It's for your own good. Government loves you. Give up all your rights. So we'll be going into that and colony collapse with the bees and the Iraq news, and I've just got a bunch of other wild news here in front of me. Plus, it's one of the biggest stories in the country. I mean, it's all over CNBC and CNN, and it's everywhere. Fire Rosie O'Donnell for her views on 9/11 being an inside job. Bill O'Reilly screaming, it's huge, it's huge. Of course, we told you before it even broke she was going to go public. And let me tell you, she's going to probably do something big this week. I'm just going to leave it at that. She comes back from vacation. I'm already digressing. Let's just go ahead and go to your calls. Let's go ahead and go to Florida in Miami and talk to LMS. You're on the air, LMS. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Jones? First things first, I just want to thank you for just keeping up the fight of giving people the most basic human and most important right they have, which is the right of information and knowledge and knowing the truth. I want to thank you for that first off.
Well, I mean, I relish unlocking minds. I relish exposing people to the fact that they are slaves so that they can psychologically cease to be slaves, and that's where it all begins.
Exactly, and believe me, we're down in Miami, we're doing our part for that fight. We're doing our part to keep people informed and to educate people on what's going on. And the reason I called today was for two things. The first thing I wanted to touch on and I wanted to remind people was if they don't learn from history, they are doomed to repeat it. And with that, I'm bringing up a man by the name of Terrence Yeke. Now, for those that don't know, Terrence Yeke was a hero of a cop. He was an officer at the Oklahoma City bombing who went in numerous times. And
well, he was cop of the year, and he was built like an NFL linebacker. He was a black,
exactly.
He was a black man, and he was on the detective squad, and he won cop of the year. He'd already been, you know, in the top couple cops there in Oklahoma City before that, and he went in and hauled out more than 15 people physically, really hurt his back doing it, dragging full-grown men and women out of the building. And the BATF came up. He said, "What?" You know, I mean, because he was right down the street when the bomb went off, and they were in their bomb gear. And he said, "How did you know?" And the BATF slipped up and said they'd been warned not to come in that day. So he got on the investigation, and he called his partner going to the storage building where they hid the evidence because the chief had told him to get off the case. And he said, "I'm getting followed by some feds." They took him out, tortured him to death, shot him in the back of the head twice. I've interviewed
ruled it a suicide. They ruled it a suicide, even though he slit his own jugular vein twice and then dragged his own body a mile and then shot himself in the head at a downward angle.
Exactly.
I wanted to bring that up and thank you for educating people, because people need to understand that, you know, it's not just innocent civilians that are getting murdered by these people. It's people that are willing to stand up and take a fight, and it's heroes. And people need to understand that there is strength in numbers. And the more people that rise up together, I mean, they can't kill all of us. They cannot. There's simply too many of us.
Well, people ask why I'm not dead all the time, and it's because there are too many of us now. And
exactly.
I'll find it interesting, you know, within a few days of E. Howard Hunt dying, one of the main shooters who was in federal prison for killing federal judges, Charles Harrelson, who was photographed there at the scene as well with the tramp,
exactly,
with E. Howard Hunt, notice he suddenly died in his jail cell within days of E. Howard Hunt. We've now gotten a report that one of the other shooters suddenly died right after Hunt went public. I mean, they are. Anybody he listed as shooters, man, boom, dead. I mean, they're whacking shooters. And some of these guys are in jail for being shooters. Charles Harrelson. He's got a famous son. And his son is a fan of the show. And his son says his father is innocent. And I know it makes Woody mad, but that's just the facts, Woody. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Just try to jam a bunch of these in. These are all great calls, but I got to move quick. Let's see, he's been holding the longest here. Let's talk to John in Iowa. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just wanted to say I appreciate what you're doing. And I don't know if you've heard of the book or not. It's Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yes, by Mr. Perkins. I've interviewed him about three times.
It's a great book. I'm about halfway through it. And
he worked at the banking, the international banking level, going in with a CIA handler to blow out third world economies.
Yeah, it really opened my eyes, like I said, but especially about this Iran situation. What they're really trying to pull is, you know, it's clear to me that
they're only about a people. There are less than 10 countries that don't have the private central banks in control. Basically, the New World Order shows up and says, you will let private banks masquerade as your government and issue your currency and own you, or we will send in smart bombs.
Yeah.
Then they actually tell them, you will let us run you, or we'll smart bomb you.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's really old minds.
What else opened your eyes in the book?
Just the casual nature of how it's all done. It's just
right out in the open. See, yeah, they say on the nightly news it doesn't exist, and then the elites publish their own autobiographies, and they have own, and their own policy documents are public, saying we're all slaves, they're taking over. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, it's crazy. I really think that, you know, we need to start getting a little more aggressive with these people.
Well, I'm trying to be aggressive. I'm trying to get other people to be aggressive. I hear you, my friend. I really appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and talk to... It's a catch-22. If I don't go quick and speed over you folks, nobody will get on. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Austin. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm from the UT student group, PMAC, and I'm calling to give some publicity to the conference that we're having this weekend.
You mean next weekend?
This coming weekend.
And I'm the keynote speaker, and then Professor Stephen Jones of Physics, Exposing Bombs in the Buildings, is going to speak Saturday night after me. And the thing's got 550 seats. Believe me, you're not going to need publicity.
Okay, well, I just thought more people would like...
Oh, no, I'm glad you're plugging it. I'm just saying, I mean, it's going to be something else.
Yeah, and we appreciate your help in getting the word out. So it's 14th and 15th. All day and into the night on Saturday, and then starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday. And you can get information on the conference at pnacitizen.org.
Now, did you say it's going Friday, too?
No, not Friday, just 14th and 15th.
Fantastic, man. Appreciate your call. And I'm going to have some folks on the weekday show as well talking about that. No, it's just that I didn't even plug that I was going to go to UT. I mean, for like a day or two I did, and there were 1,000 people packed the hall in the big banquet hall. They turned away hundreds. And if you're going to have a big event with Stephen Jones coming in, Webster Tarpley, myself, folks, you better have your 500, you better be lined up hours before it opens Saturday, I'll tell you right now. Now, they're going to have an overflow room for like 200 and something, but they're all worried about promoting it. Give me a break. I'm worried about promoting it, frankly. Please. If we could get 3,000 people in there, no problem. No problem. That's the kind of crowds we get now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back, especially here in our home base, in the resistance capital against the New World Order. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the sites. We're going to come back. I'm going to hit colony collapse disorder with the honeybees. Then we're going to go to more of your calls and get into a ton of other news. Stay with me.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How are you doing today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Easter, April 8, 2007. And we've got a full hour and a half left here. I know we have loaded phone lines at 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas. If you're listening to our home base, the mothership, KLBJ 590 AM. Again, I want to thank all the new affiliates picking up the show. Some new ones about to be turned into song. I need to plug and thank them. To all our M&M affiliates, thank you. Huge listenership on the Internet at InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we're also on WWCR, 100,000-watt global shortwave out of Nashville, Tennessee, with the World Outreach. A huge response there as well. I want to thank that fine station for picking us up. Okay. Boy, I tell you, there's no way to do this justice. This is such a big issue. I've spent probably 8-10 hours the last few weeks studying this. I already knew quite a bit about it. And the reason I was spurred to at least spend some time today on this is because the Associated Press and CNN and ABC News have all done pieces, and they go, well, gee, Willie Willikers, we don't know why 70% of the bees are dead in Texas and 60% nationwide in the U.S., and gee, we don't know why they're dropping dead. And some people think it's the mite or the weather or GMO crops, or maybe it's the... Well, actually, we do have a good idea what's doing it. Number one, there are all sorts of different types of pesticides that have been used and are being used domestically, and all the chemical treatments and the rest of it, and that is causing a serious problem. There's no... I mean, people way, you know, chemicalize more than is needed. I'm not saying restrict it, because you do that, there'll be certain, you know, avenues of government that'll try to shut down agriculture altogether. But we need to look for cleaner ways to do this and more organic. Now understand here, ladies and gentlemen, Global, man-made global warming is a complete fraud. Literally 95% of the environmental groups you see are criminal organizations to steal farmers and ranchers' lands and to get water rights. They're funded by big banks, big money. You ought to go to a Smart Growth conference. I mean, they openly say it's big business, nothing to do with the earth. They're laughing. I mean, it's like being at an Al Capone meeting. The first one I went to was in 98 in Austin, Texas, and it was like 5,000 people there at the convention center, and I thought I'd entered some type of mafia zone. They were just laughing. Of course it's about money. Of course we're taking all the property. I mean, I shot video of that. We put it on the local cable channel. It blew me away. So I need to explain and make it clear that, see, this is what happens. This is how problem reaction solution works. The government and these top 50 or so global corporations are bigger than most governments. They care about nothing but the bottom line. They are involved in just unbelievable evil things on 1,000 fronts. And there's cold, hard data environmentally showing that they're committing these crimes. But nothing's done. So everybody gets real upset about the environment. People deep down know there's a problem with the Earth, with spaceship Earth. That's what we are, folks. This thin layer of life that lives on the surface and a few miles of breathable atmosphere above us and the seas. And people know there's a problem. I mean, 20 years ago, go to the Gulf of Mexico, you could catch your limit every time, and there were you'd see 100 shrimp boats on the horizon. Now there's 3 shrimp boats on the horizon, and it's hard to catch fish. You know, and when my dad was little out on shrimp boats with family that had shrimp boats and stuff, when he'd go visit, there were thousands of shrimp boats. Yes, just everywhere. And you'd haul in giant fish almost every time you threw your line in. I mean, you know, there's simple things that we don't need the government to tell us to know there's some problems going on. And then there are solutions to that and ways to deal with that. See, I want to get into the colony collapse, but I've got to set the table here or it won't make sense. Billions, not millions, billions of gallons of contaminated water filled with nickel, cadmium, heavy metals, mercury, lead, arsenic. Just type in government dumps 3 million gallons of nerve gas in the Delaware River. I mean, you can't make stuff up. Just type it into Google. It happened a couple years ago. Killed everything. They didn't care. Type nuclear reactors dumped off course in North Carolina, off coast. Type in Army dumps nerve gas stocks in Atlantic. I mean, they're still doing it, by the way. The government does whatever it wants and then runs around regulating and taking ranches and farms and harassing people and all these new environmental crimes you're talking about in Europe going to jail for some oil on the ground or you drop a battery in your backyard, a little battery. We're talking a couple years in prison. Meanwhile, hundreds of genetic engineering firms, bioengineering firms, are wildly on assembly lines cross-species chimeras. I've interviewed Nobel Prize winners, top scientists. You know, it comes out in major publications that, they made a pig that's 15% human and it gave rise to a super virus and we don't know what to do. And, the Texas company, Proteogene, in 97 locations planted live corn that grows live HIV in it. And bees picked it up and spread it to other corn. And, the government, I mean, literally, this was 5 years ago, sent in guys. It was on environmental websites and government sites in spacesuits. Spacesuits. They didn't stop it. It spread. Okay, it spread. I mean, thousands of these. There's no way for me to even cover it. Okay, I can't even tell you how bad it is. And meanwhile, Al Gore's running around with Dutch Royal Shell propaganda. That's oil company propaganda. They want a global tax on fuels. They're behind it. Then they come out publicly and decry it while they're funding it and funding peak oil scams. It is amazing how sophisticated they are. And then the young, 15, 20-year-old, whatever, comes to your door and knocks on it, the college student, and wants money for Greenpeace or money for Nature Conservancy or money for Sierra Club, all for land grabbing, all for restricting human development, all for government control. Meanwhile, they're dumping nerve gas in the ocean and cross-species engineering. And they've got German university studies. They've got zoological insect studies. They've got Chinese studies. They've got French studies. They've got American studies. They've got CDC studies. And I've got the things all right here in my hands. And I could read these till the end of the show in an hour and 20 minutes from now. I mean, it is unbelievable. Here's the AP. Disappearing bees stump beekeepers. Yeah. See, that headline isn't a lie. It's stumping the beekeepers. It's not stumping the scientists. But, God, let's not go scare the public. Let's not go ask them. Here's another one. European bees also taking a nosedive. So here's colony collapse disorder. I've got reports, government, BBC, British government, CDC reports. Let me just read over a synopsis of some of these reports for you, okay? Just let me start going over this here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, well, you know what? Let me keep setting the table here. Remember Starlink corn 6-7 years ago got into the big bins? And for those who don't know, you know, farmers generally can't own their own giant grain elevators and hoppers, those big silos. So people come and it's weighed at the end of harvest and it's dumped into that by the train track, and the trains come and they dump it in the backs of the trains and they ship it off to the factories. Okay? You know, we're the breadbasket of the world, though now we import more food than we produce. No longer. See, it's all about dependence. It's all about bankrupting the family farmer. It's all about using federal regulators to shut them down. Fake environmental laws that do nothing. While they're involved in Island of Dr. Maru, Mingala, crazy science fiction movie behavior that's already caused critical breakdowns in the biosphere. And certainly the Earth will go on. Life is resilient. But I do like diversity. I don't want to cause a bunch of things to go extinct. I don't want to breathe genetically engineered wheat and corn pollen, which top studies are showing is causing all the allergies. It's just adding to it. My grandmother never had allergies. She's 82 years old. She's got them now. Everybody I know's got them. Everybody I know can't breathe, man. It's because there's no bees in Texas. We're the worst in the country. Over 70% gone. They eat the pollen. And trees respond when there aren't bees by producing more pollen. So you're huffing it. That's what I've got studies on that. And it's not just pollen. It's genetic engineered. When we get back, I'm going to go into this, ladies and gentlemen. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. But again, you're not going to hear all the phony environmental groups wringing their hands about this. They're there to give you a fake solution, a global tax that has nothing to do with the environment, when global warming is not man-made. The ice poles on the planets in the solar system and Mars are melting. It's absolute fact. We'll be right back.
Yo, top of the crown, race the queen, a fatal mistake in your cradle, can't shake the dream. Fire beside your phonograph, battle with gas, and give you room to breathe through inadequate mass. Everybody.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Let me just make a few more comments on this, and then I will get into the latest on colony collapse, honeybees, especially in the U.S. dropping dead, the U.S. and Canada, where we do all the cross-species behavior. When you hear a neocon on the air reading off their talking points, or a fake liberal, and they only create the illusion of a debate and a fight going on, it's staged, it's fake, it's a $3 bill. They'll tell you, hey, George Washington Carver, 100-and-something years ago, cross-pollinated different species of potato and peanut and carrot and hundreds of things. Why, that's just normal engineering. That's like breeding your cows or breeding a different breed of dog. Yeah, but you take the genetics that are in a dog, and then you manipulate those within the genus of canine familiaris. And you go for certain attributes within the genome you originally had. It's the same thing with closely related species of peanut or potato or tomato. It's still a tomato, okay? It's like a black man versus a white woman or a Hispanic man versus an Asian. Very similar genetics. It's the same species. There's just a different variety, okay? And in fact, very small differences overall. But you can take those and manipulate them. But that's still within the species. That's breeding. That's hybridization. And how many times I've heard neocons on air, go, well, it's just like, well, they've been doing this for thousands of years. They have not been taking goats and making them 22% spider, garden spider, where their udders are spider spinnerets and produce body armor for special ops troops. I was at Conan's Pizza a few years ago, and this guy pokes me in the back, and I turn around, and he goes, hey, I took biology, you too, you're a liar. There's no such thing as spider goats. And I went, hey, man, I'm just getting pizza. I said, and he goes, well, you need to defend your ideas. I said, no, I don't. I talk about it on the radio, you can call in. I said, I'm not even going to argue with you. And I said, let me guess, you were in college, what, 20, 30 years ago? Hey, Mac, things have changed. Now get out of my face! He was some big guy, thought he could just punk me around. That's not how it works, scumbag. Excuse me, you're the ignoramus. And I didn't get mad that quick. I said, why don't you go Google it, spider goats. It's been on CBS News everywhere. And he just called me a liar, and that's when I said, get out of my face. So I know there's a lot of you out there conditioned. You will say it doesn't exist. Fine, okay? It doesn't. I'm lying. Now, for those that know how to look something up, I'm going to continue. I'm sorry. That just makes me mad. Your ignorance, man. Your wanton ignorance. And you poke me in the back. You're lucky I didn't. Excuse me. Now, I have a cough button for that. Ah, there we go. I've interviewed the top scientists. I mean, guys that were making a couple million a year. A bunch of them. Who would be doing these internal studies and find, well, we made a new potato that has different insect genes and different bacteria genes. It's cross chimera. That's Greek for multi, you know, gened animal. You know, the chimera have the head of a dragon, a head of a goat, and the head of a lion. And so that's why they call it chimera. Okay? And so it's these cross species. And they take bacteria and put them in plants, then put the plant in a mammal, and then put the mammal back into a cockroach, and then put the cockroach into a pig, and then put the pig into a human. Folks, I'm not kidding. And then put that into a chimpanzee, and then put that into an embryo. And that's the stuff they admit, because, I mean, sometimes they'll do like 30, 40, 50, 60 different chain reactions to get this certain effect. And the top scientist I've interviewed who gave up millions a year to tell the truth, I mean, these are guys who were running it and they'd go public because it was being kept quiet. According to them, yeah, you can go change the one thing you want and say make that tomato or that potato last three times as long and taste better, and the bugs won't eat it because the bugs know something. Or the bugs do, they get sick. Here's an example. GMO crops, so many farmers, their pigs won't eat them. You throw it down in the slop in front of them, the pigs, the cows won't eat it. Because they can smell it, folks. Their olfactory nerves are a lot better than ours. That's the nerve for your nose. For those public school educated like myself, before I educated myself after the programming. I broke the conditioning, ladies and gentlemen. So, I've set the table. And I cannot describe to you how bad it is. They take potatoes, okay, and they feed them to guinea pigs, rats, mice. They all die. I mean, you'll have something that's going to live 3, 4 years, 5 years. It dies in 6 months on average. And it caused mutations in the rats, which scientists didn't think was possible. I mean, it was like the movies. They were mutating in months themselves. These were things different from cancers, which is a type of mutation. This was just like the intestines doubling in size. This was just all sorts of bizarre stuff going on with the rodents. Dying. Okay? I mean, go pull it up. Go read it for yourself. Just type potato test killed rats. And then they put it on the market. We're eating it. And they don't label it. You say, well, yes, they do. Now they changed the law. Something can be 75% GMO, and they don't have to tell you now, and it's called organic. I mean, this is hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. This is not hybridization. So that's what's happening. Now, with the honeybees, they have all of these crops that the honeybees pollinate. And let me read from this report here put out by Cialis.com, C-E-L-S-I-A-S.com. And it's a compilation. Every comment they make is a link to a government document or news report. So the best thing I found out there. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Or just type into Google, European bees also taking a nosedive. And I can't read the whole thing. Now, Einstein said back in the 60s, that if the bee disappears off the surface of the globe, then man would only have 4 years to live. No more bees, no more pollinization, no more plants, no more animals, no more man. And I don't know if it's that bad, but, you know, because Einstein's, we shouldn't listen to him. He's probably with Al-Qaeda. Anybody who criticizes what the government's doing is evil. But that's what Einstein had to say. And they talked to the German scientists. They quote a bunch of them here, zoologists. As far back as 2005, Hayfecker ended an article he contributed to the Journal of Der Christischer, and it says, Critical Agriculture Report, with the Albert Einstein quote beginning it. It says, mysterious events in recent months have suddenly made Einstein's apocalyptic vision seem all the more topical. For unknown reasons, bee populations throughout Germany are disappearing. Something that is so far only harming beekeepers. But the situation is different in the United States, where bees are dying in such dramatic numbers that the economic consequences could be dire. Then I have an AP article today saying over 70% in Texas, gone. Over half in the U.S., gone. Wild bees, beekeepers, you name it. I haven't been seeing any bees, have you? I mean, used to, when I was a kid, there were swarms of them. They were all over the plants, everywhere. No one knows what is causing the bees to perish, but experts believe the large-scale use of genetically modified plants in the U.S. could be a factor. Then you link into the actual reports, and it's clear it's that. That's a contributing factor. It could be other things as a cocktail. And then it goes into it. It says, since last November, the U.S. has seen a decline in the bee populations so dramatic that it eclipses all previous indices of mass mortality. Beekeepers on the East Coast of the United States complain that they have lost more than 70% of their stock since late last year, while the West Coast has seen a decline of up to 60%. Again, AP says 70-plus in Texas. In particular, worrisome, she says that the bee's death is accompanied by a set of symptoms. This is a zoologist who studies insects. Which does not seem to match anything in the literature. See, new stuff's happening that's never happened before. And then it goes on, folks. This is where it really gets scary. Walter Hayfecker, the German beekeeping official, speculates that besides a number of other factors, the fact that genetically modified insect-resistant plants are now being used in 40% of cornfields in the United States could be playing a role. The figure is much lower in Germany. And it goes on. Hayfecker recently sent a researcher at the CDC working group some data, and then it goes through a study done at the University of Jena from 2001 to 2004. The researchers examined the effects of pollen from a genetically modified maize variant called BT corn. Now, this is just one they looked at. And listen, it wasn't that that hurt them, but it stripped their intestinal wall of its defensive coating. Then the bacteria are able to kill the bees. It goes on to say that. See, these things all cause weird chain reactions. That's why it's unbelievable. And then the bees are dying. And I know you don't care. Hey, who cares about the bees? They're with Al-Qaeda. I understand. Just go listen to the neocons. They'll tell you this is no big deal. A gene from a soil bacterium had been inserted into the corn. See, that's not George Washington Carver. Let me say that again. A gene from a soil bacterium. Oh, that's real smart. Had been inserted. Because, see, you get the one change you want. The bugs won't eat it now. That is many forms of insects won't. The bees still will. What do those bugs know? The bugs are like, ew, I'm not going to eat that. And it makes the things, it does a bunch of stuff. A gene from the soil bacterium had been inserted into the corn that enabled the plant to produce an agent that is toxic to insects. Oh, man, that's good for us to eat. It's toxic to insects. Remember everybody got sick from Starlink when it got out here in the U.S.? Doesn't matter now. It's in like 87% of varieties. That's another thing. This stuff is taking over all the other plant varieties where you, and they had a Monsanto back in 99 said that. So, well, we're just going to infect everything and then sue everyone claiming we own it. By the way, if they infect your fields, they come and steal plants off your property and then sue you for them infecting your fields with their genetics. You don't have to have some plant that's 100% theirs. If it has 1% Monsanto genes, whether it's corn, canola, soybean, they take your property. Because they own the courts. They literally finance the creation of the main court in St. Louis, Missouri. They actually run the court. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at the